Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Agrotech Food Q2 FY16 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ajay Thakur. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi everyone. Welcome to the Q2 FY16 earnings call of Agrotech Limited, hosted on behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. From the company side, we have Mr. Sachin Gopal, President and CEO, Mr. Arijit Dutta, CFO. We will begin with a small introduction from a small brief from the company, the company's management, and then we will throw it open for Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ajay, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking out the time to be with us today. We'll follow the usual structure for the coverage of the results. We'll talk about the total growth and then the performance by product line. Gross margin, how did we perform on that front? A&P spending, SG&A, employee benefits, and then work our way down towards operating profit and then profit before tax and profit after tax. Okay. So overall, as you would have seen, we had a top-line growth of about 1%. I'm going to concentrate the commentary on the half-year, on the 6 months, and then if there's any details then to be filled in as far as the second quarter is concerned, we can talk about that, though materially it's not too different. All right. So we had a total net sales growth on a year-to-date basis at the end of the first 6 months of the year of about 1%. Now, how this is broken up is as follows. On sundrop oils, we saw a total net sales growth of about 4%. On the foods business in total, that includes Act 2 and peanut butter, we saw a growth of about 6%. However, on Crystal, on our Crystal commodity oil business, we were down about 13% in terms of net sales. Okay. The figures, as I said, for quarter two are not materially different. In the case of sundrop, the 4% becomes 5%. In the case of foods, the 6% becomes 5%. And in the case of Crystal, the 13% becomes 17%. Right? So nothing major in terms of one quarter to the next. Right? However, broadly, that's where we've ended. As a consequence, we've ended the total foods business at about 89 crores for the first half of the year. Right? Which means that really, if you round it off to about 90 crores, that means we look like we're in good shape to do somewhere between 180-200 crores of foods business for the current year. Now, coming to performance by product line, on sundrop, actually, we saw volume growth of about 7%. Right? And overall, I think the brand performed well, given the fact that we are relatively cautious when it comes to our investments behind oils, because that is what funds the other segments of the company. From an investment standpoint, therefore, just to give you a perspective, year-to-date August, we spent about 2.3 crores behind sundrop HUT. Saffola spent about 16.9 crores for the first 5 months of the year. And Fortune actually was relatively muted. It was a figure relative to us at about 2.3 crores. Right? So given that, given this nature of spending, overall, we feel that the total volume growth is good. And in fact, if you include the free oils that we've added on, you'll need to include another 400 basis points. So you'll probably end up with about a volume growth of about more than 10% or a 110 index plus. Right? We have, however, seen some increase in commodity prices in the last, I would say, in the last couple of months. Right? And as a consequence, the sundrop oil did come under some amount of gross margin. So on a gross margin basis, we are probably trading last year by about 1-1.5 crores in that ballpark. Right? However, it's right now at its peak. I think last purchases that we must have made would be in about 70,000 rupees per ton pricing for Saffola, for sunflower oil. And therefore, we expect that certainly post the season, bearish tendencies will come into play. So hopefully, we should be in good shape and continue to maintain the gross margin for the category. Okay. As far as the foods business is concerned, it's broken up between peanut butter and Ecto. So on peanut butter, we continue to do well. I think on a year-to-date basis now, our sales of peanut butter are up about 28% versus last year, right? If you recall, the figure or the index figure for the first 3 months of the year was about 119, right? So clearly, therefore, you know, we are progressing nicely. I would say all the pieces are falling into place very, very well. The media investment that we are making behind the brand, the small sachet packs that we've introduced, which probably account for about 7 to 8% of volume, but obviously are much more in units, right? Because it's a 30-gram sachet as compared to like a 462-gram bottle. So if you apply that multiplier, we're obviously getting a lot more users, and that's reflected also in our big pack sales. That as we are continuing to push the small packs, we are getting trial, and our big packs are also doing very well. And therefore, we are getting a good both volume and the value growth. Again, you know, quarter one, quarter two, both consistent. Quarter one, I think, was 19%. Quarter two is 35%. So overall, I think tracking well. And also, although we don't buy any audit data for this, our internal data seems to indicate that we are continuing to gain distribution, which is logical given the fact that the volume growth is very less. Okay. On Act 2, we closed the half year with a growth of about, probably the region of about 4-5%. So about, no, sorry, 5, yeah. This, I think, reflects two factors. One is that, the A&P spending in the first half is significantly lower than the A&P spending for the second half. If you look at actually the ad, you'll see in that we've spent about 5 crores less versus last year, right? I think we've spent about 26 crores versus about 32 crores last year. So, yeah, about give or take about a 6 crores. A large part of this is actually in Act 2 because, as we've told you earlier, that we will be ensuring that we have a more balanced spread of our advertising investments in the current year, right? So we obviously expect to see this change as we go forward. We will continue to spend on a more balanced monthly basis, and this together with the distribution expansion that we are seeing, along with the 200 odd people incrementally that we've hired to be able to, you know, do the pioneering job of expanding distribution, should take us back into the double digit and then closer to the 15% to 20% mark as we progress during the year. So that really takes into account the segments. Overall, from a gross margin standpoint, however, we are down versus last year. And the figure and gross margin here is the way we define gross margin, right, which is net sales, less cost of goods, less manufacturing costs, right? So we're down about 7 crores versus last year. And this is primarily due to the fact that our manufacturing overheads are significantly higher. As you're all aware, we've completed a significant capex in the course of this year. Over the last 18 months, I would say. And as a consequence of that, our manufacturing costs are higher, about 3.5 crores for the first 6 months of the year, right? So when you take the 3.5 and then you take the 1.5 out of the oil business, that accounts for the bulk of the gross margin change. Once again, as we invest in the second half, we expect to see gross margin improve, right, to be able to recover this. And also, as our manufacturing, if you will, manufacturing operations stabilize on all the different new lines that we've put in place. Right. As a consequence of that, if you look at operating profit, that is up about 5% versus prior year. So you can see that profit before interest and tax is about 16.4 versus about 15.6 crores. The interest charge there is largely on account of the working capital cost. As we told you earlier, we were importing a significant amount of corn. Most of it is already in. We will continue to see some more corn coming in. And after November, we should reach our peak borrowing, and then it should start coming down because we would have gotten adequate corn now to be able to last us for a significant period of time. And the tax plan is obviously different relative to the prior year because of a full tax regime. So that's the broad picture as far as financials is concerned. Yeah, the other part obviously is that from an employee benefits expenses, we've incurred a total cost, if you will see there, of about 21 crores. This is relative to prior year, is exactly the same. This is good. This means that most of the cost-saving initiatives, which we had initiated around late last year, have already kicked in. And we've actually, therefore, been able to absorb the full cost of about 200 more than 200 additional salesmen on the road, and nevertheless are in line with where we were last year. So that is something to be happy about. Okay. So as we look back, therefore, at the first half of the year, we feel that from a Sundrop oil performance, we are in good shape. I think we believe that we continue to win well in this category, in the premium edible oils category. Our growth rate in selected customers who probably account for, we've stopped buying audit data, as you know, some time ago. But for those customers who do give us data, and probably account for about 28-30% of our business, we've got a decent value growth of about 4%, which is ahead of our nearest competitor. In terms of the Act 2 snacks category, although our expectation is for the category to do better versus the for the brand to do better versus the category, it continues to outperform the category. For customers who account for 49% of the total snacks category, that's in the modern trade, the category growth has been 4% and Act 2 growth has been 7%. That means we continue to outperform the category by about 300 basis points. And for peanut butter, For customers who give us the data, for customers who account for about 71% of the total modern trade business, the category growth is about 23%, and the growth of peanut butter is about 49%. So clearly, therefore, we continue to drive category growth in all the three categories in which we are competing. And to that extent, I think we are in a good position. Having said that, however, while our Sundrop edible oil performance is up to the mark, I would say, and peanut butter is also up to the mark, peanut butter, we closed the first half year with more than about 11 crores of sales, right? So, tracking well, and with these indices and continuous improvement month on month, we should end up with a good number. And so while we've done well on oils and we've done well on peanut butter, the performance of Act 2 is less than what we would have liked. Now, our analysis basically shows that, therefore, while we are outperforming the category, for us to be able to deliver probably the 15-20% can come through as we move through the quarters, right, with the rephasing of the advertising. But to be able to start delivering the higher growth rates of about 30-40%, which is what where we like to be, we will need to do some amount of re-tinkering of our investment strategy. So that is something that we've initiated at the board. And basically to say that, we've now got a much better portfolio. Earlier, we were just Act 2 instant popcorn. Now, instant popcorn and microwave popcorn. And now we have a fairly significant presence in bag snacks, right, which have also done well. They account for about 11 or 12% of the total Act 2 business. How do we actually ensure that our investments get balanced where as a company we get the best return on our investment, right? Now, as we would have shared with you along the way, I think probably at last year's conference, annual conference as well, we have been working so far on an index of about 2 as far as our net sales to A&P is concerned, right? That means that for every 1 crore that we spend on advertising, we expect to get about 2 crores of net sales, right? And that is over a 4-5 year period, that kind of analysis is reasonably good, and we've actually got those indices, right? Having said that, what we are right now, we are probably not tracking to get those indices of 2. On product categories like peanut butter, we're probably getting it, right? We're getting in the, somewhere between the 1 and the 2 range. That's where, when you look at the first half year where we've landed. But on Act 2 right now, it's clearly sub 1, right? So we need to see how to balance our investments across the portfolio. So that is work that is underway. So that's something that we'll share with you in the coming quarters and probably in the annual meeting, right? In terms of what is our approach likely to be. The good news is we have a broad portfolio now. And as you know, for products which we consider to be advertising grade, we would expect the gross contribution. Gross contribution means not gross margin, but net sales less cost of goods. So that's more the way most of you look at gross margin. We would expect to be north of 40%. So the good news is we have, I think, today a reasonable number of products in our portfolio which has that kind of a profit margin profile. And therefore, we are evaluating what our choices should be. So broadly, that's where we are. I think we are heading towards a scenario where we will advertise more than one Act 2 brand. Therefore, it won't only be instant popcorn. It could also be a microwave, and could also be, say, something like tortilla chips. And we'll be working our way through that. The reason for this is that also as far as instant popcorn is concerned, along with the investment in advertising, we also need to make the investment in distribution, which we are doing right now. But some of the other products which are already in the as a subset of our current total distribution, then the increase in coverage is not really necessary. So probably therefore the allocation of resources is likely to become a mixture of continuing to invest what we are investing behind Act 2 Popcorn on the instant popcorn, and then adding in investment, additional investment resources to be able to support some of these other categories, which could give us a better multiplier and therefore, you know, enable us to continue to have profitable growth. Okay, I think that pretty much covers the highlights. Let me just go through my notes to see if there's anything else that is required. No, I think, Ajay, that's it from my side. I think, you know, you can take it over now, and then if there are any questions, I can answer them. Okay?
Listen, we can begin with the Q&A session now.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Percy Pantaki from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sachin. Good afternoon. My question is on the Act 2 franchise. If you could break it a little bit further and give a sense on how is the retail business doing. So if I, for Act 2 Popcorn and not the other snacks, exclude the vending business, what kind of growth would we have for the remaining?
We don't normally give you by customer. Okay, is that, tell me, Percy, just list down all your questions and I can answer all of them. Yeah, I'll pull it out. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and one clarification I wanted on this index of two, that's not a question but a clarification, that when you say index of two, does it mean that for your food categories, your A&P to sales is 50%? So for a 200 crore sales, you're doing 100 crore of A&P. That's not the case, right?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, sorry, Percy, I missed the last part. Could you repeat that?
So I just wanted to understand this index of two that you mentioned. So
ma'am, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, Ajay. Yeah, I think Percy was, Percy, could you repeat the question again, then I'll answer both.
Yeah, see, so basically before I start off with my questions, I just wanted one clarification on your A&P index. So when you say it's an index of two, do you mean it's a 50% ad spend to sales ratio? Because for a 200 crore food business, you certainly aren't doing a 100 crore A&P. So just there's some disconnect in what I understand and what you're telling me. So that's just one clarification. And the two questions that I have is, one is, as I said, just wanted to understand the growth in the Act 2 Popcorn if I exclude the vending. So I wanted to understand the retail growth. And the second question that I have is that basically if you are saying that you will have to advertise more than one brand, does that mean that your profitability for next year, whatever estimates that we have, need to be revised downwards?
Okay, fine. So let me answer first your question on the vending part. I'll give you the answer in a more easy tone. Our growth on a year-to-date basis for the vending business was about 2% in terms of net sales, okay? So I guess you can add about 100, 150 basis points to whatever figure I gave you for the Act 2 business in terms of the retail growth. In other words, the retail growth is that much faster than the total growth of the brand, all
right?
So that's one. Second is no. The answer on these indices that we work on when we look at is more on a longer term basis, right? So when you look at say FY 14, when we ended after about 5 years of investment, what this says is that cumulatively over a period of time we would have had so much investment, and the net sales at the end of that period would have been about 2x of whatever we have spent. Okay, so let me give you some idea of, and I think I would have shared these numbers, but let me give you a finer analysis of different brands. Okay, so for example, in FY14, when we looked at this picture, we were probably in the region of about 126 crores of turnover, and our total cumulative investment over 5 years would have been 65 crores, right? That means our 5-year index would be in the region of about 1.94. In comparison to that, let's say a brand like Bingo would be about, our estimate then, was about 500 crores of sales with about 244 crores of investment, right? So which means of about 2.1 index, right? At that point in time, a similar number, let's say for Sokola Oats, was about 50 crores of sales with about 60 crores of investment over 5 years. Okay, so when we say incrementally, it doesn't mean that you spend 50% of sales. That's obviously not a viable proposition and not a good business model, right? But what you're looking at is your cumulative investments, right? So that is something that that we work on. Clearly, as the brand continues to grow, the percentage of spending keeps coming down, right? So that's the business model that all of us work on, and including you. Regarding the future financials, the answer is no. I obviously won't be able to comment on whatever financials you guys are working on. We continue to be committed to delivering profitable growth, right? So what that means is, we'll have to start developing a model. Remember, we earlier used to advertise only two brands, right? Used to advertise Sundrop Oils, and then we started advertising Act 2. Then after some time, we had to find room as far as peanut butter was concerned, right? So we need to find these models of how to make these all self-sustainable, right? So that you invest, but you also get a return in the same year. That's how we are going to be able to accelerate our total revenue growth of the foods business, right? Remember, we said that we'd like to have a foods business with a turnover of about 500 crores, right? Let's assume we're going to end this year somewhere close to 200 crores. You're going to have to see how to move that forward, but yet do that profitably. And the answer to that lies in getting brands with the right contribution. If the gross contribution is right, now that we've invested a significant amount in CapEx, right, we already have the capacities in place. So it's time for us to be able to start evaluating what is the best, most profitable way for us to expand in the fastest possible manner to get to that 500 rupees goal. Okay, so we've never walked away from profitability. That remains core as far as the company is concerned. But if there are better ways to do it and to therefore invest and get a return earlier, then obviously we have to remain committed to that from a shareholder standpoint. Okay. All right, ma'am. We can go to the next question. Yeah. Thanks, Pasi. Thank you. I hope I answered all your questions.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ashish Narang from Perfect Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Ashish.
Yeah. Hi. Actually, I have just two questions. First one is that we have seen in the result that there is an increase in the loan and increase in the inventory. So I just need you to throw some light on this, on the reason for this increase. And the second one is that, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So second one is that, sir, in the last few weeks, I visited some of the stores in Delhi where our products of bakes and some new flavors of popcorns are available. And so then they said that we are given these products as a sample to check the demand for the products, right? So I just need to know that how do we show up these samples in the balance sheet? I mean, how do we account for those samples in the profit and loss account and in balance sheet? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So to your first question, the answer is all the increase in interest that is there is on account of what we've already flagged up earlier in the last conference call and the one before that our imports of corn, this is also the period when we import corn. So we have imported corn. I think as of today, our total borrowings will be in the region of about between 85 and 90 crores, and our total inventory of corn is also in that ballpark. Okay, so we tend to go long on corn, and there are periods when we import corn, and then we don't import them for another 12 to 18 months. Okay, so right now we are sitting in the period where we are currently importing corn. This process will continue. There's a little more So before we complete it, and after that, then we will see the total borrowings and the interest cost coming down. Regarding your trade business, the answer is no. There is no such thing as sampling. We have relatively good terms as far as all trade customers are concerned. So there is no concept of sampling. We may do sampling. So for example, right now we are giving peanut butter sachet free with one of our variants of popcorn. So yes, that's the nature of the sampling that we would do. But other than that, everything would be on a regular terms of sale. Okay.
Okay. So, sir, this importing of corn that you mentioned, we expect to see this happening in the coming future, or any your vision on this part?
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can I request that I come back to answer your questions? Because, then the follow-up, what the discipline that we are following is that we'll take all your questions at one shot, answer them, and then if there's any follow-up, we can come back to it later. Okay?
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead,
sir. Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ranganathan from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sachin. Thanks a lot for arranging this call, and Rajesh here. With respect to ACT, as you correctly pointed out, it's a little bit on the disappointing, or let's say below expectations in terms of the growth, and you expect the growth rates to pick up based on the distribution investment so far. But from a customer pull perspective, are you seeing that that you reach some saturation level with respect to customer pull itself? Because I thought it's still an underpenetrated product, and therefore the natural growth rate itself should be similar to what we are doing right now, and or probably better. Can you explain a little bit on that?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the line for the speaker reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Hi, Rajesh. Sorry about that. Yeah. Huh? Okay.
Which point did you cut off?
Okay, I'll tell you. You covered off the point about Act 2 growth being muted, and then you covered off the point about have you reached the limit or potential of the brand. Yeah.
In the sense that what is the reason why the growth is muted? Is it because at this stage we are still pretty low penetration levels, right? We should just naturally, without even without incremental investments, should be able to achieve reasonable growth. What is the reason that that's not happening?
Okay. See, to start with, one is we are obviously growing faster than the category by about 300 basis points, right? So overall, therefore, we are growing much, much, much faster than the total snacks category in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Potential, obviously not. Act 2 is distributed today in about 1.25 lakh stores. So clearly there is a significant potential. Mm-hmm. Having said that, the brand needs to expand for rapid growth. We need to invest in both distribution and in media. Correct? Mm-hmm. Advertising only in media is not going to do the job, because if you don't get the distribution growth, then you don't get the volume kicker. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore we need to invest in both. Now right now we are doing that. We are investing in both. We are investing in distribution and we are investing in media. Right? And these are the amounts that we have mentioned investing are clearly available to see for everybody. Right? So going forward, we have to continue to do that, and our expectation is that between the first half and the second half, because of the way we are spending the money, that should get corrected. What will be the final number? We will all know when we end quarter three and then when we end quarter four, right? So, because we should see an improvement in the index, first into double digit and then closer into 15 to 20%. So that is one part of it. The other part, however, for us as a company is to see, now that we have a much broader portfolio, how do we accelerate that growth to north of 20%, right? We have always said that we need to grow the brand at about 30 to 40%, and we have now completed most of the capital investments that are required. Most meaning, not all, right? Most meaning, most of the capacities are in place. However, there might be still some tinkering amount and investments required in supply chain, because which is what we are currently doing with the building of the fifth plant and the subsequent land acquisitions that are in process. So I would say the answer is definitely the brand is is very, very far from what its total potential is. To be able to secure the potential, we need to invest both in media and in distribution. We are doing some of that now, and we need to figure out as we go forward in the growth of, or in the journey of the brand, how do we, what's the optimum level? We will not grow a brand at 200 crores the same way that we did the brand at 20 crores, right? The level of investment that are required are going to be different. We need to optimize them. At the same time, we also, now that we have a broader portfolio, we need to see how do we get a maximum return on our investment by investing not only in instant popcorn, but in other variants within the brand, right? Obviously, a brand which is a subset of the current distribution of the total Act 2 portfolio, we don't need to invest in distribution. Does that mean that we shift resources to that brand? Obviously, the answer is no. But how do we allocate our total kitty that we will make available? So that's the answer.
And are you seeing any benefits of this increased investment in distribution, etc., already, and this tracking, this expectation of 15-20%, are you tracking to that already based on what you've seen so far?
Okay, Rajesh, can you give me your other questions also? Then to be fair to the other gentlemen, I won't have any follow-up. That's all? Okay. So the answer is yes. We will not be subscribing to the retail audit beyond November. But the answer is yes. In the last 5 months, we are seeing a very, very steady, solid increase in distribution of Act 2 across all the variants of popcorn. So it's not only instant popcorn, it's also ready-to-eat popcorn. All of those pieces are coming through nicely.
And that is reflecting in numbers as well.
And that right now you are seeing the difference versus in base year versus last year. So obviously that was, we should start to see that in the coming quarters. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
thanks, Rajesh. Sorry about that. Just to be fair.
Sure enough.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Upadhyay from Securities Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, three questions. One was on the comment which you made in the call that now the investment behind the sub-brands under Act 2 would be more. So if you can highlight just a few facts, because when we met in the last investor conference, you mentioned that the bag snack segment would be mainly for distribution, but not a major part of investment in terms of ad would be going behind it. So do you see that we need to do some changes over there also, that we need to invest behind the bag snack in terms of ad spend now? And what has led to this reallocation of the resources? Secondly, on our debt side, you mentioned this 88 crores of debt which we have is mainly for working capital. So in terms of the new investment, the two plants which we are working on, do you sense that they would be completely funded from internal accruals? And thirdly, it's basically with respect to the investment behind the plants only, because if we look at it now, we have a large part of 75-80% of our investment behind our infrastructure in plants is done. So do you sense that if the market conditions are weak and if the Act 2 baked products or the new products which we have launched, they fail to grow to a level which we are expecting, then maybe the investment behind the fixed assets will go slow over a period. So if you can highlight these three things.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for articulating all the three questions together. So to your first question on bag snacks, no, the answer remains that the bag snacks portfolio, a very large part of it has been introduced more with the objective of gaining scale rather than being strategic in terms of determining a large, share of our advertising investments, all right? However, having said that, we today have three categories of bag snacks. We've got tortilla chips, which we've just introduced, which have done very well. We've got ready-to-eat popcorn, and we've got extruded snacks. Between the three, the rating of what we believe to be long-term competitive advantage will be, we will have the maximum advantage in ready-to-eat popcorn. The next level of competitive advantage that we will have will be in tortilla chips. And the third level of competitive advantage in terms of rating of competitive advantage, which will be, we will have, will be extruded snacks. What are the reasons for this?
Extruded snacks is a relatively commoditized category, right? Therefore, we are aware that competitive advantage is going to be limited, right? We are also, of course, later players, but that's another part of the story, right? The category per se is more commoditized. At the other end is ready-to-eat popcorn, where we have significant competitive advantage, and where the long-term global trends clearly are showing that ready-to-eat popcorn is a very well-accepted category, right? And in the middle somewhere falls tortilla chips, which is a nice category. It has nice traction in terms of positive perception amongst consumers in terms of, you know, the product itself. And we have a very good offering. So our position doesn't change. It is unlikely that we are going to be putting advertising resources behind extruded snacks in the near future, unless, of course, we see a product where we have a significant competitive advantage, which is possible, but it's not visible to us right now. When it comes to ready-to-eat popcorn, we have a lot of competitive advantage. However, ready-to-eat popcorn is an extremely voluminous item. Amongst all the categories, it has the greatest amounts of density, right? Least amount of density. So it's an extremely voluminous item. And for it to be a profitable product, we need, as we have always said, those seven or so plants, right? Or mini plants, if you will, to be able to make the right margin. Remember, to make advertising investments, we need the right level of margin, because every time you spend 100 rupees, you want 30 or 40 rupees back in your pocket, right? Otherwise, you know, how do you actually make it pay for itself, and how do you have a P&L therefore which is self-sustainable, right? So while ready-to-eat popcorn can and will become a strategic product for us, it isn't right now, because those supply chain points are not in place as we speak. However, over a period of 18 to 24 months, we expect that would be the case. So probably it would be a candidate for advertising investment about 2 years down the road, right? That leaves tortilla chips. Tortilla chips supply chain seems to be good. It certainly has all the indication of being a reasonably profitable category, and therefore it qualifies to come under evaluation for some amount of A&P resource allocation in the near future. When that is, I won't be able to tell you right now. As I said, I want you to know that, you know, that is under evaluation, and as the quarters go by, you know, we'll be able to share more information with you about it. Okay? So no change in view as such. It's just some amount of refinement, if you will. Regarding the second question on debt, the answer is yes to your question. All the working capital needs that are there are largely on account of our investment in corn. As a company, we don't really invest in capex beyond what we earn. So you have all asked this question several times, and I've told you that we spend on an average about 25 to 30 crores every year in terms of capital expenditure, and that is what we have been doing over the last 2 years. That is how we've actually funded all the new plants that have come up. What is this likely to be in the near future? We don't see a significant change. We don't see ourselves investing very, very heavily behind capex. However, as we speak right now, most of our capital work in progress is right now in land and building, and very little on machinery. Okay, so for example, we have land which we bought in Guwahati, and we're building a plant there. We've got some investment in land in Chittoor, right? And we're looking for land in West Bengal. So I would say a dominant part of our capital work in progress, therefore, is in infrastructure, if you will, as compared to machinery. And I would say most of our machinery assets have been capitalized now, and therefore have already been absorbed and digested within our P&L right now. Okay? All right, sir. Thank you. Ma'am, we'll go back.
Sorry. The last question has not been touched upon, which was basically, if we continue to look a weakness in terms of growth in Act 2, would we be going slow in terms of our incremental investments, or do you think that that investment is utterly necessary, and then only we can be very sure of a good growth in Act 2?
Yeah, I apologize for that. I think the answer is the investments are, I missed that and you had said it, so it's not a follow-up. The answer is yes, the investments are necessary, and we continue to invest behind it, right? In fact, we will evaluate how we can further beef up our marketing investments, right, in the near term, over the next 18 to 24 months, so that we can realize our food ambitions even faster. Okay? Right? But obviously, I put it with a caveat, which is it has to be self-sustaining and optimally profitable. Okay? Okay, ma'am, over to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Batra from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Last quarter you had highlighted this rollout of vans for promoting of the products and its impact on sales and gross margins. So if you can highlight the same for this quarter as well, and whether the operations on that scale are increasing and going to be margin dilutive, and to what extent going forward.
Okay. Thanks. Aman, is that one question? Anything else you'd have? Anything else you'd like to know?
That's it.
That's it? Okay. So the answer is thank you. It's an important point, and I think it's relevant for the discussion. I think so far now we've settled down to about a little over 200, so probably about 210 people or so. And I would say the van operations are going well. We would start, I would say, with an average of about per man day with these guys of under 5,000 rupees, so probably 4,500 thereabouts. It's now up getting at the end of our half year about 6,000. So I think by the end of the year, we can probably get to about 8,000 per person per day, which comes to about, let's say, about 2 lakhs, right? 2 lakhs, and it will vary. That's an average. There will be markets which are running at, or beats which will be running at 3.5 lakhs, and some which will be less. Our thinking on how do we manage this going forward is that we will actually start in another 3-4 months, we'll start culling out the beats, okay? A beat is a salesman territory, right, which consists of about, say, 30-odd stores, right? Making company-owned salesmen operate beats is an expensive proposition in terms of percentage to sales. So, because, you know, as I said, a person costs, let's say, about 22,000 rupees without the running cost of the auto. So the trick is really how do we get these folks up to the right level of sales and then hand the business over to a distributor salesman. So I think we are right on track in terms of what were our expectations from these people, right? And they are certainly, all the data suggests, if you look at it month on month, the sales data is very good, right? Remember that this quarter we've actually got flattish or a 1% growth in sales, but that's after a 13% decline in Crystal, or probably 17% in the quarter. So it's overall looking very healthy, and we will continue to plod along. Now, in terms of adding, increasing more, outlets in the next year, we will be working towards seeing how to balance this model out, so that, you know, we don't have to add another 200 people next year, but rather that, you know, if these 200 people continue, we create some beats which gradually get handed over to distributor people, and then these folks can work on adding even more new outlets next year. So that's work in progress, and we'll certainly share the results with you. Having said that, looking good. All the data corroborates that.
So the impact on gross margins will continue till the year end probably?
You mean in terms of, see, this has two components. The cost of the people gets paid out of our employee benefits. So as you can see, in terms of the actual cost of people, that is not there in the P&L, because our cost-saving initiatives have actually paid for these folks in terms of their salary costs. But yes, the impact on, let's say, on the top line and therefore on gross margin is there. On, I would say, probably for the first half, the reimbursement to the distributors would have been in total for all van working, including sometimes when we hire, would be about 1 crore. So on an annualized basis, 2 crores. So yes, the answer is we would have seen 1 crore in the first half, and we will see 1 crore in the second half. After that, it should change, because that's already there in the base. Yes. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shirish. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Sachin, this is Shirish. I have two questions. The first question is that in the last quarter you have rolled out Nachos. So what's your initial experience? I think in the last call you said that it's too early. So maybe if you can share what is the distribution has happened and what is your initial experience. The second question is pertaining to peanut butter. You said you were supposed to look at the sachet distribution. Is that product is on, or is it has gone to the market, and what kind of distribution we can expect in March?
Okay, thanks, Shirish. So unfortunately, I won't be able to give you distribution numbers for either of them, because We don't really have any audit data. So I would say both will be, you know, in a relatively low figure, probably in the 5,000 to 10,000 range right now, right? But both products are doing exceedingly well. Nachos is I would say the performance of the product, the product itself is very, very good, right? I think we clearly have a both product and packaging which stand out in the market, right? That's very, very good. I would say it would be treated as probably one of our better introductions, right? Everything that we've launched has done well per se, but good. And peanut butter sachet also, I think we priced it at 15 rupees. So, you know, we priced it above the 10 rupee mark, but it's doing the job exceedingly well. And as I said, it's about 8% of our total tonnage, which is a fairly large amount given the fact that, you know, it's only a 30 gram sachet. So I think the traction that we are seeing currently on peanut butter by all means will include the impact of media investment, but to some extent will also include the impact of the rollout of sachet, right? FYI also, over the last 2 months, we also started rolling out salted peanuts. As you know, we've got a good peanut butter processing facilities, and we figured that, you know, if we can, without being margin dilutive, if we can add more scale to our distribution network, that would be a good idea. That product has also been rolled out, and I think is doing well. So we'll keep you posted of that also in the coming quarters. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat Buddhiraja from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. My first question is on edible oil industry. So what has been the growth in the last half a year? And how is the competitive scenario in terms of market share? Second is on Act 2 category. In terms of competitive scenario, have you seen any new player coming into the market and any issues in terms of market share? And third and last question would be on distribution network. So how many outlets have you added in the last 6 months or 1 year? And with the additional push right now that you are doing in Act 2 with the more 200 people on the ground, so what is the kind of increase in distribution network that we can expect in the next 6 months to 1 year?
Okay, thank you. So, Rajat, I won't be able to give you much perspective on the edible oil industry growth because honestly, that's something that we don't buy the audit now. So I won't be able to give you any data there. Right? What I can tell you is the data for, the two customers, which I said were, you know, we've done better than our competitor. I would say weighted average for these two competitors these two customers who account for about 28% of our total modern trade sales will be a flat category, approximately. Okay, all right. So when I said earlier in the call that we've grown by about 4%, if I take the total premium edible oil category, which is Sunrop and Saffola together, the total category will be flat, right? So that's one question. I won't be able to give you any other information because, as I said, we don't buy the data any longer, right? So, but competitive scenario, you know, on edible oils will always remain competitive. That is the nature of the category. In terms of the snacks category, no, I would say probably not. There hasn't been any significant new competitive activity in the categories in which we compete in. And even if you look at the spending, I would say it hasn't been that aggressive. In fact, I didn't give the spend figures, so I'll give them to you. On Act 2 on a year-to-date basis, that is on the 5 months ended August 2015, we spent about 5.6 crores. Lay spent about 7.5 crores. Frito-Lay behind Kurkure spent about 21.3 crores. And Bingo from ITC spent about 25.9 crores. And all the others put together spent about 4.8 crores. Right, so you can see that there isn't any significant competitive activity as such. I think the snacks category continues to remain attractive from our standpoint, and it obviously presents us with an opportunity to have a very strong position given the broad-based presence that we have across different subcategories within it. Right, we have a very, very strong share today within the corn category in many of our customers, so we are obviously in a good place there. in terms of distribution network, distribution numbers, the answer is yes. We continue to see a good impact of these 200 odd people that we've added. What would the exact number be? I think would be safe to say that we probably added about 25,000 stores so far as we sit in the half year, right? So if you mentioned, if you remember earlier, I would have mentioned that, you know, we will end up, we expect to end up the year with at least 50,000 stores, maybe more than that, right? But so certainly I think a safe number to call out would be today about 125 stores per person, so about 25,000 stores for about 210 people. It could be a little more than that, but you know, right now let's just work with that figure as well. Okay, so those are the, I think those were your two questions, Rajat. Was there a third or did I miss anything?
No, you didn't miss anything, but on pop, actually I was asking more from the new entrant in popcorn category. I can see one brand which is by the name Popco, so in North India. So that's what I wanted to confirm, like do you see any pressure from there? I don't know what is the background, so that kind of stuff I was trying to find.
Okay, we'll try and avoid the follow-up. What I'll do is I'll if there's time permitting, after the at the end of the call, I'll come back to you on Popco, but it's a very old product, about 5 years old, okay?
All right, okay.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that, Rajat, just to ensure everybody gets a chance.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikunj Mehta from Optimum Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just one question on new product launches, if any that are planned in the current financial year. Anything meaningful that's in the line?
Okay. Anything else, Nikunj?
No, that's it, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I would say the answer is no, in the sense that in terms of no significant product launches, in terms of the fact that we already, I would say, with these three categories of edible oils, snacks and spreads, we think we have a nice enough business to get to our short and medium term goals in terms of both sales and gross margin. Having said that, I must also say that, as you know, that the food industry has gone through a fairly, difficult period in terms of the overall industry, right? Because of the establishment of the new regulator, which is absolutely in the right direction, you know, and what is, I think, needed for the country as a whole, right? What it did do, however, as a consequence of these multiple court judgments and other pieces, is that the product approval process that had been put into place by the regulator has been temporarily disbanded. Okay, so that means that actually as of today there is no product approval process that was valid till about late August today is not in place, and therefore as of now companies, if they have a license, are free to launch whatever they want. So in case there is an opportunity for us to take placeholder position in categories of future interest to us, that is something that we will be looking at, right? So that we can start to test out some of these markets and see how they are doing, etc., right? So you could have some of that in the next 6 to 12 months, right? Not could have, you will have, but it's just more not to enter new categories as such, but just to start testing some of the future categories in which we are interested in. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Hello,
Anirudh. Yeah. So two questions. Just wanted to check with you. Last year, our food contribution was around 161 crores in terms of revenues. Is that a right number to look at? And this year, in your initial commentary, you said the food business should end up at around 180 to 200 crores. So that is one thing. And secondly, where do we see Crystal's future, the way the revenues are falling? Yeah, and lastly, what is the tax rate that we are looking at FY16? I guess in last quarter, you had said 31%.
Correct. So let me answer the first, I'll take it in the reverse order. On tax rate, the answer is yes. We still expect a full year tax rate of about 31%. If you look at the first 6 months, though it seems to be a little higher than that. And that is because we are just migrating from a low tax regime to a full tax regime. Okay. So our expectation is still the 31%, which is the 33 less the R&D benefits that we get on top on account of our R&D facility. In terms of Crystal, it continues to be, you know, it's been soft. It's a 13% decline is a fairly, you know, significant number. But you know, from our perspective, honestly, it's not a strategic asset that we have. But it is important for us because, as I've said many times earlier, our co-packer in Hyderabad is also part of this business, and that's an important business for us. So we don't see any exit, if you will, from this category. This question has been asked, and I've always said that while it is not strategic as a brand, it is strategic from a total supply chain perspective. Our role, however, on this is really we need to make margin, right? And if we make our margin, give or take a little bit, we are okay. So we're not too fussed about it, but it does change the optics of the business, obviously, right? If you didn't have Crystal, this would be a business growing at 5% or 6%. So it just changes the optics. But other than that, it doesn't really materially change anything at all as far as the business is concerned. So no change in status quo. Lastly, as far as our food business is concerned, yes, we ended up last year somewhere between that 160 and 165 crores. And as I've said earlier, as you correctly also restated, we've close to about 90 crores for the first half. So if you take a 15 to 20% growth rate on that figure, you will end up in the same ballpark of about 180 to 200 crores. Let's see how we progress during the next two quarters and whether we are on track to be able to get there. And, you know, it should certainly, the numbers are right. Yes, the answer is there. Okay?
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jubal Jain from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just one question on A&P spends. So from what I understand, for Q2, the growth in foods was only 5%, partly because our A&P spends were a bit lower as compared to last year. So I just wanted to know whether we are going to step it up going further in Q3, Q4, or will it continue to be lower than what we had in previous quarters of last year?
Okay. Thanks, Jubal. So to give you a number, we spent in the total last year about 26 crores of media, okay, right, of which about 21 crores was spent in the first half. And about 5 crores was spent in the second half, okay, right? So, yeah, that's approximately right, give or take a bit. So, in this year, we have spent less than last year. So, as I said earlier, we spent about 5 crores less than last year. We spent about 17-odd crores. So, if we continue to track to, give or take a bit, right, about a 26-odd crore figure, then the incremental in second half will be significantly higher than the incremental in the second half of last year. Okay.
Will that
so the answer is, sorry?
So will that actually help us in getting the food growth back on track?
100%. Definitely. Okay. That's the whole premise, right? And that's why we called this out earlier. If you remember last call and the call before that, I've said that there will be a rephasing of the investment this year. That combined with the distribution investments that we are making should help us to get into a better growth trajectory. And then on top of that, we have to start thinking about next year in terms of accelerating the business beyond the 20%. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Rati from PwC Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, I just missed the first half of the starting of the call. So could you just break up the 90 crore rupees food sales into Act 2, peanut butter and others, and how is it tracking in terms of growth?
I just remove about 11 for peanut butter and the rest will be Act 2.
Okay. Rest will be all Act 2 and no other products are minuscule.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And in terms of growth?
The same. It's a broadly similar number. We've given a total figure of about 5 to 6%. Peanut butter is growing at about close to 30%. So Act 2 is a little under that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Nishit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Ajay Thakur for closing comments.
Thanks, Nizan. I will ask Mr. Sachin Gopal to make the closing comment, and post that we will close the call. So, over to you, sir.
Okay, so thanks, Ajay. So, thanks everybody for joining in. We'll look forward to sort of talking to you end of next quarter. Also, I think next week, Shirish and Ajay are looking at having a conference in Bombay as usual around this time of the year. So, if there's any further questions, we can talk more about it that time. Thanks very much. Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Sachin.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.